You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM,
NHL Network Radio,
and the TSN Radio Network. Here's Shane Malloy and Russ Cohen.
And we're back and powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards found at upperdeckepack.com. We're now going to talk about some 2017 draft-eligible players with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, because they just released their January list, their top 75 for all their subscribers and top 31 for the people who are not subscribing. If you're not subscribing, you're a hockey fan, I don't know what to tell you. You're just missing out. Maybe you got problems. I don't know. But Mark, thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Hey, no problem. Good talking to you guys again. A month full of international hockey in December and updated the rankings, as you said. It was enjoyable. I mean, obviously, all the top prospects were in Montreal, and both Jerome Berube and I were there and watched a lot of guys that we like. And now we move on to January and down the home stretch.
Well, let's talk about one of those players that you have, you know, obviously high on your list. In Elias Pettersson, 6'2", about 180-pound center winger, and from what you saw at the World Juniors, now it's a short tournament. It's not everything. It's just a blip on the entire season, for these prospects. So people just you can't make so much out of that situation. But from your perspective and Jerome's perspective, what did you like?
Well, obviously, we had him ranked third overall last month, so this is a player that we really liked going into the tournament, and not really a whole lot has changed after the tournament. I thought he was a bit snake bit in Montreal, but he still showed off his skill on plenty of occasions. And the biggest thing with him and the Czech Martin Necas as well, they're just not physically strong players right now. I think I just heard you say 6'2", 180. I don't think Pettersson is that. I think he's closer to about 165 pounds right now. He's very slight in build, along with Necas. And that's kind of where it showed up. I remember watching Pierre-Luc Dubois last year in the Canada camp trying to make the Canadian team. And, you know, he found a little bit tough sledding when he got along the walls and stuff like that. And he did not make the team. And I thought that was one of the reasons why. And, you know, in the case of Necas and Pettersson, who we're talking about, that's really the thing that stood out in Montreal that hurt them is just when they were long walls and battling for pucks, they just don't have the strength right now. So the team it'll take them will have to take a little bit of a longer-term approach. I think that, it's going to take a little bit while to get stronger. But the skill is there, and this is an incredibly skilled player. He's playing pro back home, and I thought that he showed it off, the speed through neutral zone. He's involved in both ends of the ice. I thought he played the half wall position on the power play and showed off the wrist shot. He's got a good release, the speed. He's able to beat defenders one on one, and I thought he's still without the posting tons of points, flashed all that.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy with Ainsley Scott. We're powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards, found at upperdeckepack.com. We're discussing some prospects from the 2017 draft upcoming in Chicago. Mark, I want to ask you about Miro Heiskanen, defenseman who played for Finland at the World Junior Championships. Everyone saw how snake-bitten that team was. It's not like they didn't have offensive chances. They just simply just couldn't find a way to score. But from your perspective, how did Miro play at the tournament, and did that have any impact on where you guys put him this in the January rankings?
No. I mean, it's obviously a tough tournament for Finland. Everybody saw that. But really solid performance from Heiskanen overall. And it was funny. Jerome and I just kept saying the phrase solid performance from Heiskanen again today. I've talked about him with you before. This is a kid that I really liked going back to U18 in Grand Forks. And he's got bigger since then. And he's playing really well. Playing pro back home, playing well there. He's so smart, and there's just so few mental mistakes. Really steady, really poised. He doesn't panic. Making good first passes out of his zone. Didn't carry the puck a whole lot, but, he does carry it long enough, and he's got his head up, and he makes really good decisions. He picks the good options when he's moving the puck. Smart decisions with the puck on the power play, which he did play some power play, and I thought he looked really good on. So not much has changed as far as us in Heiskanen, and this is a kid that we really like and just a real steady player.
From what you can see at this point, the halfway mark more or less here, when you're looking at a guy like Heiskanen, you say, you know, he's a really intelligent guy, very heady, moves the puck intelligently, does all of that. I haven't heard you mention any specific flaw in his game other than the size factor, which isn't that big. But what kind of time frame are you looking at as far as his development curve? Is he going to get there because he's intelligent, or is he going to have to wait a little while and fill out?
Well, I think, you know, the strength always plays a factor, especially with defensemen when you're trying to move up. But the brain won't hold him back. This is going to be one of the smarter players, and hockey sense is not an issue. You'll be able to make a transition to the NHL as far as that goes pretty quickly. It also comes down to just where he's drafted and the openings and all that. So it's so hard to predict until you know where he's gone and what team and what kind of depth they have and how that he'll fit in.
You're listening to Hockey Prospect Radio on Sirius XM NHL Network Radio and the TSN Radio Network. I'm Shane Malloy with Ainsley Scott, and we're powered by Upper Deck, your source of e-cards on upperdeckepac.com. We're discussing prospects from the 2017 draft with Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com, who just released their January rankings. Let's talk about Martin Nekas, who you mentioned earlier, and you know he was a guy that I was very intrigued with when I got to the World Juniors to take another look at him. And from your perspective, what did you see at the World Juniors that solidified where you guys put him in your January rankings?
Yeah, we just kind of saw more of the same. This is a kid, he's playing pro in a city we know well, Brno in the Czech Republic, which hosted the U18 a few years ago and caused us all to travel all over the country because the pro team went a little bit long and the playoffs made a playoff run and the building wasn't available. But anyways, Pettersson is a lot like Netches is a lot like Pettersson in a lot of ways. Same thing, he's kind of a slight build, but both players, they really compete. They both have that skill and I just love to compete in them. They're not afraid to go hard at net. He scored a goal against Denmark going hard to the net. He likes to play with the puck on a stick, and he plays with a lot of pace. He'll fly through the neutral zone, and he's got the puck skills to beat defenders one-on-one as well. He's got the shot. So remind me a lot of each other, those two players. Their builds are similar. They skate similar. They both got a ton of skill, and I like the compete level on both of them. So he's another player that sits high on our rankings, sixth overall the last 2 months, and he just kept on impressing us in Montreal as well.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that Nekas and was right up there with, say, Hischier for the Swiss as being those guys that stood out to the average fan of maybe players that they hadn't seen before, didn't know that much about. But was there, you know, with this January release of your top 75 rankings for HockeyProspect.com, is there any other person that really moved or somebody that really stood out to you that's made big leaps?
Well, we had he wasn't in Montreal, but we had Kale Makar, who was I saw in Bonneville along with Cass Bruni, our Calgary-based scout. We had just moved him to 28 on our rankings the previous month, and we got there actually just a couple days after the release of the rankings and watched him flash his stuff. So he moved all the way from 28 to number 8 this month. So that's in the first round especially, that's a pretty good jump.
Wow, that's huge.
Well, you know, honestly, I got a chance to watch him play at the Junior A Challenge as well, and it was pretty impressive to see how well he commanded the ice, like with and without the puck, but especially with the puck, of playing at a high pace and intelligent puck moving, and had size and skating ability, and just because he's going to go to college, it's such an intriguing package, and not surprising that you guys moved him up the rankings, and very highly skilled player. Looking forward to we'll see. Maybe he's at the under 18, depending on what the playoffs are like. He's with Brooks, Mark, but
too old. He's too old for the U18.
So oh, that's right. Yes, he got that year out.
That's Makar, right? M-A-K-A-R.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is correct.
I'll keep my eye on him.
Absolutely. But Mark, want to thank you very much for coming on the show. Always appreciate your insight on the prospects for the upcoming draft, and look forward to seeing you at the CHL Top Prospects game at the end of the month.
Cheers.
That's Mark Edwards, Director of Scouting for HockeyProspect.com. This is another edition of Hockey Prospect Radio. Thanks to all our guests at the USHL and to Mark Edwards. And for Andrew Scott, I'm Shane Malloy, and we will see you at the rink.
Don't cry, don't raise your eyes.